Welcome back to the Farm Forward Podcast on WITYRadio.com, where we take a look at FFA, 4-H, and Extension superstars from our region here in Ileana. Chad Baker with you. Today, we talk with the good folks up at Benton Central Junior Senior High School, just north of Oxford, Indiana. We will talk with Haley Huff, the advisor, Brody Cox, the president of the FFA chapter at Benton Central, and their reporter, Rylan Gaskill. That's all coming up after a check-in with our sponsor, Russell Lee & Associates.
Where do you go and who do you see when you need some accounting strategy? Make the call to see Russell Lee & Associates.
Welcome to the Farm Forward Podcast for WITYRadio.com. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, on location today in the most northeastern part of our coverage area, Benton Central Junior Senior High School, home of the Bisons. We are talking with the FFA folks up here and finding out what's going on with Benton Central FFA. I have advisor Haley Huff. I have Brody Cox, who is the chapter president, and I have Rylan Gaskill, who is the reporter for FFA. And Brody, let's start with you. Chapter president, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got to this point, and your history in agriculture.
You're putting me on the spot, Chad. Well, I come from a fourth generation family farm, so just being involved in agriculture my whole life has obviously inspired me to want to take on FFA once I got to junior high. And then once I got to junior high, a big part of it was just being able to meet new people. I mean, you're coming from a different school, you don't know everyone. So then FFA really gives you a community and a home, and I felt that sense of home and community in FFA here at our school, and it's just allowed me to make new friends and meet new people. And it's also helped me grow my leadership skills and public speaking skills. I've been able to meet new people outside of our chapter in the ag community and make connections I'll be able to use for the rest of my life in the ag world and outside of the ag world.
If I put you on the spot with the first question, then I'm definitely going to put you in some uncomfortable situations here before it's said and done. So let's talk about the nuances of this chapter here. You've been raised in this area. Are you from Oxford or Fowler, or where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Fowler. So, I mean, you saw it when you were driving here. It's lots of fields, lots of windmills. It's pretty unique. And so I think that our chapter just tries to be inspired by the rest of our community. We have a lot of support from our alumni and people around the community, farmers. And so making sure that we stay in touch with the farmers and really show what our community is about is something that our FFA chapter focuses on.
So you've been an officer now. Is this your first go around? You've been an officer for a little while?
I'm a senior and I've been an officer since my sophomore year.
Okay. And so you've had a little bit of variance of what you're doing there. Tell us about your experience on the state level. Obviously, you've had a FFA convention here recently. Probably not your first go around with that, but you're able to go and get some ideas and some skills from that. Anything that you've brought back here?
Yeah, state and national convention have both really been able to let me branch out and meet new people, but also state conventions allowed me to compete against people and grow some skills that I'll be able to use the rest of my life. Public speaking, doing demonstrations, learning new things. But then I think the most important thing is just the connections that you make at those conventions and making sure that you're meeting people that can set you up for a better future and people that you'll be able to call on whenever you need something.
Let's talk CDEs. What do you enjoy and what is your strengths?
I like extemporaneous speaking, you know, just coming up with stuff on the spot and just being able to make sure that I'm focusing on things that can help me talk, make connections with new people, but also be able to talk to other people, have fluent conversations, things I'll be able to use the rest of my life. So I've done extemporaneous speaking. I've done a lot of presentations with my buddies and just being able to learn new things and meet new people, but most of all, making sure that I can learn how to communicate and grow my leadership skills.
I must say, you're very well spoken, which leads me to believe that you're probably going to end up in a career that's going to contain some type of communication. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, right now I would like to attend either Purdue University or Oklahoma State University, focusing in future career of agriculture, being an agriculture attorney.
Okay, very good. So dealing with farm law, maybe some assets there.
Yep, I'd like to study pre-law focused on ag at either school I choose, whichever one I go to.
Any particular thing that stoked that interest there?
I mean, I've been around farmers my whole life, so I feel like I have a prior experience being around farmers. Having that background knowledge has always, I mean, something that will be able to help me in my future. So I think it'd be silly of me to not use that in my future career. But then also, I like talking to people, meeting new people, and I want to be able to help people in one way or another. And I think that's just something I'll be able to help people and make a direct impact on the future of our world.
Incredible. And I think that's the first time we've talked with anyone that wants to become potentially an ag attorney. And that's an aspect I don't think we talk about enough, is the legal side of things. Making sure that people are not in a liable situation. You want to make sure that you're covered out there, because there are a lot of things that can go wrong. And in a situation where you are subject to lawsuit, you could lose a lot. There's a lot to be had at stake. And whenever you're dealing with farms where you're employing other folks, you have people's livelihoods at stake there too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things coming up. The industry is ever changing. And then also with like solar panels and AI and the way things are moving, automated tractors, I mean, it's just going to become more and more stuff like that's going to be popping up. And so just making sure that farmers are protected in the future of our communities is something that I'd like to make sure that I can help with directly.
That's just incredible. Let's switch over to Rylan. Rylan Gaskell, she's the reporter here. Tell us a little bit about Rylan.
I'm a first-generation FFA member. They needed a spot filled for a forestry contest, so Ms. Huff, our advisor, just asked me, and from there I just continued to stay involved, and last year I tried out to be an officer, and now I'm here.
So it was just a discussion with Mrs. Huff that led you into the classroom, and you had a spot open. So what have you learned in your time here? Is there something, is there a pathway for you in agriculture? Is it just right now kind of a hobby, or is there something here that's going to help you stoke a career?
I would definitely say it's more of just a hobby. What I want to do for my future is I want to be a pilot. I feel like ag could tie into that, but I want to be a commercial pilot, so it doesn't.
It could, though, because nowadays you have people that fly drones, you have folks that are field sprayers, and you got to have a pilot's license for those. And so there's the potential for that. Now, if you're looking to fly the friendly skies and airlines, that might be a little bit different, but you could definitely use this as a springboard to cut your teeth, correct?
Yes.
Very good. So what are your other aspirations? You still have a couple of years left in FFA. What are you looking to do to kind of grow yourself here and within the chapter?
I want to continue to be an officer and help people. I like talking to people, coming to meetings, doing community service. It's just a good way to be involved in my community.
Very good. Let's talk CDEs. Any particular CDEs that you've started in? Anything of interest? Anything you're good at?
Yeah, I joined that forestry spot for someone to go to state, and I've done that every year now.
So you do like a little bit of the outdoors, nature, outdoor science, that type of thing?
I do love the outdoors, but I think it's just one contest that I know I can do, so that's what I choose to do.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about your experience was like at National Convention this year.
I really enjoyed National Convention. It's a good opportunity to go out and meet people, and it's crazy to see everyone from different states just all in one place, and to see everyone from the ag community come together because you know they're not all from the same background. So, yeah, that's what I like about it.
Haley Huff, the advisor here, let's get a little bit of background on you, how you got to this point, where you started from.
I grew up in Walkerton, Indiana, which is St. Joe County. It's about 2 hours north of here. And then I always knew I wanted to be an ag teacher. My grandpa was an ag teacher. We lived 2 miles from each other, so I'd always go over to their farm and just spend time with my grandparents. My dad and mom, they grew up farming. So it was just agriculture was the base of our living. And then after I graduated, I went off to Black Hawk College, East College there in Kewaunee, Illinois, got my associates, and then transferred to Purdue University, where I got my bachelor's for agriculture education. That's where I met my husband, and he lived here in Fowler. I fell in love with Benton County, like Brody was saying, the cornfields and the windmills, that's what really drew me in. And thankfully, they had a position here that opened up in Benton Central. I think it was like 2021 or something to that extent. I taught at Tri-County for a couple years and then transferred over here to BC, which has been amazing getting to work with these students and being in the community that really holds your heart of the same passions that you have.
You've been here through a full cycle of students and been able to build this. Let's talk about the numbers. Let's talk about what that's been like here, taking this program over and some of the things that you've implemented.
Yeah, I wish I knew the numbers better than I do, but I can tell you that this year we have 84 FFA members, which is really amazing if you look at our class sizes of 150-ish, would you say, is in a graduating class? If not, a little less, yeah. And so that's really exciting to see that from 7th grade to 12th grade, we have a wide number of students that are interested in agriculture or at least gaining the skills within our organization we can teach those leadership skills. Rylan talked about community service. I would say since I've gotten here, we've done a lot more community service. One of my favorite things, and I think the members can agree, we do a Feed the Farmer program. We call it Meals in the Field. So every October, we make meals and we deliver them straight to the field to the farmers. They're usually a hot meal, pork burger or tenderloin, and you know, a variety of sides. So that's always exciting. We have a lot of farmers that as we are delivering the meals, we'll let the students up into their equipment. They get to have that one-on-one conversation. And when Brody was talking about the networking, I think that's where it all starts. They get to talk about what the students are interested in and maybe connect them to future internships, jobs. Farmers are always looking for people that could help them somehow, some way. So that's probably one of my favorite things that we've implemented since becoming their advisor.
Let's also talk about where agriculture is as an industry right now and how that reflects back into high school setting, because it's always been a growing industry, no pun intended, but I think we are on the cusp of this industry being like so many others with AI, with technology, with drones, just really blowing wide open to where there's so many opportunities for students nowadays that they probably didn't realize that there was a pathway to. I know I never thought in a million years I'd be tied anywhere near agriculture, and I ended up in agriculture broadcasting, and so, and I still have a long ways to go, but the notion that you can take technology and use it in small town USA and have a 30, 40 year career, or to have some variance in that career, like in agriculture, not everybody that's in ag business started out in ag business. Some of them started out in the field and on the production side, or maybe they worked with animals. And so to have several different pathways for students to get into, whether they're outgoing or maybe they're a little bit more of an outcast, they can find that niche of what they want to do. How receptive are the current students to some of those job possibilities out there, and how are they adapting to looking at that as a possibility for their own careers? Have you had those conversations with anyone?
That's the beauty I feel about our content that we teach, because we do get to cover a wide variety. And a lot of times when you think of just technology, a lot of kids think, you know, business or like engineering. So it's awesome to show them another aspect of that. National Convention, we got to send 30 kids for a day to go down there, and they got to talk to a lot of the companies and colleges. So I think them seeing it in the classroom and then getting to go down to such a large event and talk to people who are actually doing this for careers and hearing it from more than just one person, they are being able to receive it and think of it on a wider scale than just, oh, Mrs. Huff is telling me that I could be good at this, but would I really be able to talk about agriculture on a podcast type of vibe? But when they get to meet people and see it happening in real life, then it allows those things to connect.
By doing that, you're doing your part in growing the field of agriculture, because it's so much more than putting a seed in the ground now. There's so much science to it. There's history behind it. It's one of the career choices, as we come back around to Brody here, where you do get a really fully rounded aspect from your education transferring over into your field. I know everybody that's a student, you know, it's like, when am I going to use this in life? But in agriculture, you truly do use a lot of the different skills that you learn in school.
Yeah. You talked about it earlier. You were talking about how more opportunities are going to open up for future students and how there's so many different things you can get interested into. That's what I preach to the students and all the other people in our chapters. Like, there's something for everyone. I mean, it's FFA, and it used to stand for Future Farmers of America. They took that away because it's not only for farmers. There's something for everyone. I mean, you can find it, because just like you were saying, you never thought you'd be in ag, now you're in ag broadcasting. It's a niche. It's a niche industry. If there's something you find, you can latch onto it and you can find a future career from it. You find what you're good at and make a future out of it.
Absolutely. And I think what most people now want is stability. And it doesn't get more stable than dealing with people's food, because everybody's going to still need that regardless. So let's talk a little bit about the chapter, what you have coming up here this year, any other events or any other fundraisers that you guys are going to be involved in here in the 25-26 school year.
Yeah, we have fruit sales that just wrapped up. And then we're also going to have strawberry sales coming up in the spring. We'll also do a lot of community service and events during FFA week. That's a big week for us where we like to focus on things. And that's what February, I don't know the exact dates, but sometime in February, we'll have the information posted on that. But really just making sure that we keep up with the things that we've been doing from the past. We'll do everything we've always done. And then our biggest fundraiser of the year is in the summer, in June. We put on a swine show, an open swine show for people to come, so exhibitors come to that. So that's our biggest thing that we do. That's a ways away, but we'll have the information posted on that in March or so.
Now, does that piggyback with the fair? Is that pretty close to fair time?
Our fair is in end of July, and so it's before. It's at the fairgrounds, but it's an open show. It's for the circuit, and for people to show pigs around here, they bring their pigs, and it's a little pig show we put on, and it's a fundraiser we also have for our FFA chapter.
Very good. For folks that want to learn more about the Benton Central FFA chapter, you guys do social media, do you have email? How do folks reach out and get more information?
We have two things. The two biggest things you can find us online would be we have an Instagram and a Facebook. The Instagram is Benton Central FFA, Benton_Central_FFA. And then we also have a Facebook group that gets posted on very frequently to keep people up to date.
Very good. Great to meet all of you today to talk about what you're doing here with the FFA chapter and helping to not only grow professionals here in the Benton Central area, but to contribute to the industry itself. Brody, great meeting you. All the best to you in the future.
Yep, thank you. It was a good time. Thanks for having us.
Rylan, great meeting you. Look forward to big things from you here in the next couple of years.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
And Haley, it looks like you have a great base here, and it looks like you're only going up from here as far as where you want to go with the program, and all the best to you and continue to grow those numbers, because I think they're going to end up having more as you share that excitement with everybody here.
Yeah, thank you. I know the future is bright here at Benton Central, and it's because of these two sitting next to me, but also our other FFA members and officers that are constantly building each other up and working hand in hand.
I learned a little something today, too, of how big the school really is. I mean, it's a large population. Sometimes you misinterpret that being from a very smaller rural area where even if you have a lot of towns combining for a school, but to have six, I mean, that's a good-sized school. That's a lot bigger than I think the majority of the schools on the Illinois side that we deal with here. So whenever you have that many students, it's a little tougher to wrangle, I think, some folks into the program, but to still have 84 is just a huge feather in your cap, and you'll get there. You're going to end up getting more people convinced into this. I can guarantee that.
Well, if that happens, I'm going to need a counterpart, because 84 on your own, that is a feat that I am so grateful I get to do. But if we keep building these numbers, I'm going to need a helper.
Yep. And in time, they will do that as more interest pours in. Thanks for spending time with us. We'll definitely catch up soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been the Benton Central FFA edition of Far and Forward Podcast. Keep it tuned to WITYradio.com for future editions here. I'm Chad Baker.